I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Notice he says, I give you a commandment. He orders us to love one another. He doesn't give us a suggestion that we love one another. He doesn't give us a tip that we should love one another. He gives us a commandment. He's ordering us to love one another. So just as God has loved us, we in turn love one another. In fact, we love one another because God has loved us. And we repay this love. We can never repay what God has given us. But we repay it as best we can by loving God, first of all, and loving the people He created, our neighbors, the other people. People in our church, but people around the world. And it's this commandment of love that Christians at the church has taken into the ends of the earth, that Christians have practiced, that the Catholic Church has practiced this commandment of love, has practiced this by not only just speaking of it from the pulpit, but actually practicing in practice. We've done this throughout the many centuries, by being the first ones to take care of the poor, the sick, the suffering, the widows, people who were left behind by society. We created the hospital system that took care of everyone, not just the elite in society. So the modern hospital system, as we know it today, is based on the Catholic Church's command to love one another. We have taken care of the poor. We had soup kitchens. We had homeless shelters. We took care of them in different parts of the world. Even here in North America, when people were living in abject poverty in the first centuries of the settlements here, it was the Catholic Church taking care of the poor people, taking care of the indigenous populations when no one else was there to take care of them. And if you look at examples in all over the world, we have Mother Teresa in Calcutta, India, who took care of the sick and the poor, the very poor that had almost nothing, barely anything to wear even. She took care of them. And despite the flack she got from people who think they know better, people who actually didn't really lift a finger to help, in other cases, it shows, she still soldiered on and taught us to love one another. And then we have the church taking care of all the sick people, of people who were diagnosed with various diseases no one else wanted to touch. Example would be in the HIV/AIDS, when it was coming to the forefront. People didn't want to even touch these people, but the Catholic Church was there to take care of them. And we have examples of that. There's Barrett House in Toronto. It's part of Good Shepherd Ministries, which takes care of the homeless and poor people. They have a drop-in shelter, they have drug rehab centers, they have overnight shelters, soup kitchen, and so on. Clothing donations that they give out to people. But you also have this house for men who are suffering with HIV/AIDS that contracted the disease through various means. One of the common ones was through sharing needles, so drug infection. So they were taking care of these people before hospices came into existence. Hospices, by the way, are, I guess, in the creation of the Catholic Church, our command to love one another. And then we also here we have St. Vincent de Paul in this parish. We are taking care of the poor in our community. But also this command to love one another, it takes shape in the command to love human life. Last week, I went with a group of young people from this parish and beyond, and we gathered in Ottawa for the March for Life to demand the government to respect human life from conception to natural death. It is based on our love for human life, our love for children, our love for mothers, our love for life, that we asked them to respect this life. It's based on love, our Lord's command to love one another. And there are many examples on a greater scale. And we also have the command to love one another in our daily lives. Love our families, love our friends, love our co-workers, love our parishioners, our fellow parishioners. And it's in the day in, day out practice of life that we are commanded to love one another. It's love one another, not necessarily like one another or be chummy with one another. Because to love one another means you care for their health and their soul and their salvation. Doesn't mean you want to go to the pub and have a beer with them every day, but it does mean that you, despite any kind of misgivings you might have towards a person, you would hope that that person too will see God face to face someday and enjoy heaven with you. And of course, here at Holy Mass, we have the greatest act of love imaginable, the love of the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, where it is the sacramental making present again of Christ's offering on Calvary, made present again, Christ's self-offering. God so loved the world that he sent his Son. He loved his Son so much, he loved us so much, that he sent his Son to be the sacrifice for our sins, so that we can be reconciled to God. So the Eucharist is the sacrament of love, the great sacrament of love, the great example, the perfect example of love, that of our Lord handing himself over for us. So as we go on a day today, we are strengthened by the sacrament of love, the sacrament of the Eucharist, so that we may go to the world and fulfill the Lord's command to love one another as he has loved us.